Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome to the new Hilchos Nida series. Bezrat Hashem, this series is going to help us understand the somewhat daunting halachot of Hilchos Nida. Now, our teacher, Maran HaMechaber of Yosef Karo, compiled all of practical halacha into one series of four separate books. The series, Shulchan Aruch, is broken into four topics. One is the one that we're most familiar with, Orach Chaim. This is daily law, which includes the halachot of tefillah, benching, chagim, Shabbos, the things which we encounter every single day. Then we also have Choshen Mishpat, which explains the financial laws and obligations that Jews have. There's Evan HaEzer, which deals with family law like Yibum. And finally, we encounter Yoredeya, in which lies Hilchot Nida of many fascinating topics. And therefore, we're going to be learning Hilchos Nida within Yoredeya, if anybody would like to follow along in a sefer. Now, Hilchos Nida is divided into two categories. One is Tumah V'Tahara. Tumah V'Tahara deals with what happens if a woman who has her period, i.e. if she becomes a Nida, touches truma. Now, for those who do not know, truma is a small portion of one's produce, which was used to be given to the Kohen, and the Kohen was obligated to eat it in purity, and therefore, if a woman touched a piece of truma, it would become impure, and we would have to deal with the Tumah V'Tahara process. Now, the second category is Isser V'Heter, which is essentially what is mutter and what is usher for a husband and wife to do together when the wife is in Nida. And we are going to be dealing only with this topic, and we're going to deal with it extensively. Now, there are many fascinating topics which we will encounter in the upcoming shiurim, which include, but are not limited to, passing food, separating the beds, what it means to be a Nida, and much more. Now, I just want to explain, since this is the introductory shiur, a quick thought about Hilchos Nida. There is a large misconception about Hilchos Nida, which we need to debunk as we move along in our shiurim. Often, there is a scary vibe associated with Nida due to the maturity that it requires to learn the subject. Now, we're actually going to see that the halachot are some of the most beautiful and fascinating halachot in Judaism. And when they're done properly and learned, the sugya is learned properly, they only bring one thing. Shalom. Peace. Harmony. Bezrat Hashem, next time we're going to learn about the nature of Hilchos Nida. Meaning, is Hilchos Nida, are the halachot biblical, or are they rabbinic enactments? And just as we finish the first shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we need to just really hone in on the following point. These shiurim, throughout this series, we need to really remember that we're just learning lishma. We're just learning for the sake of learning here. And we're not, chas v'shalom, going to take the law into our own hands, ki'ilu, and say, oh, but I learned this in this shiur. The shiurim are going to be broken down methodically, and we're not going to always get the practical law in each shiur, and therefore any question that should be that you have regarding Hilchos Nida should be asked to your local Orthodox rabbi. These shiurim are simply meant to spread the Torah, which we so beautifully love. And it's with this that we're going to B'siyata D'Shmaya finish the first shiur. We should be zoche to have shalom and peace in Klal Yisrael. And our learning should be le'ilu nishmat, all of the chayalim and all Misradei HaBitachon and the toshavim, the residents of Israel who are going through tough times and who gave their lives in order to be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, who are fighting for Israel. All of the Chayalim should be safe, Bezrat Hashem.